Let's get things started here with the newsroom sound check, and let's start things out with Kevin.
Oh, Bob's got a better one than
Bob's going to start us off.
Okay, this is not a random sound. This is planned. That's from what now? Do we recognize that, anyone here?
Is it from the movie?
That's from Twins.
Twins?
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger singing Yakety Yak from Twins.
Didn't sound like him.
Yeah, that's him.
Hey, give it to me one more time, Bob.
Hold on a second.
If you can.
Out of it.
That's okay. You keep going.
Twins news. I searched around for news about Twins. They're not doing a sequel, as far as we know, which is kind of surprising that they never did. It was a pretty successful movie. It was so successful. That is the movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live in recent months he made the most money from.
He made the most money
from
Twins?
More than $40 million. It's not because it did the most box office. It's because he and Danny DeVito took a smaller amount of upfront pay, and they took a percentage of the box office. So he said Twins was the one that got him the...
Wow, that's amazing.
Got him the real, as Kevin would say, the cheddar.
Twins got him the cheddar?
Yeah, Twins got
Didn't
him the cheddar.
Jack Nicholson sort of design that concept for Hollywood contracts with one of the Batman movies? He took a very small upfront number, and then he made a ton of money.
Right. As the Joker. Batman.
I don't know if he was the first, but I remember that being a thing because he made a boatload of cash.
Yeah, that movie came out right around the same time as Twins. So
how do you say Twins?
Twins.
Bob?
Twins.
We are twins. You and I are my brother. I'm Julius. You're my brother. You're a good person, too.
Oh, that's great.
That's good stuff. I love the Twins-related content. That was great. Kevin?
Well, I thought this was tomorrow, but it was today. But it was still kind of cool that Dunkin' did this. They gave away iced coffee gloves. Are you one of those iced coffee people, John?
That love you get iced coffee.
65 days a year, matter.
I kind of alternate. I'll do like 7 months or 8 months of hot, then I'll go like a year of cold or iced. I love iced coffee.
Okay, yeah. Some people still get it even through the winter.
Oh, yeah.
I like to get it in the summer and hot coffee throughout the winter. But Dunkin' was trying to help out the iced coffee lovers. They gave away iced coffee gloves, and it was just one glove. So it's a pink Dunkin' glove. You had to make a purchase this morning, 10 a.m. You had to be one of the first at some of the participating locations. But it was to help all the iced coffee lovers out there. It's just like one pink mitten that says Dunkin' on it. And it was to hold your iced coffee through the winter.
Did it have like a grip to like hold the cup?
I mean, it looks like a nice glove. It's pink. It says Dunkin'. It's got a little wristband to adjust the size of it.
Righty or lefty?
It looks like lefty. I don't know if they were all lefty, but in the promotional piece here, it's a lefty Dunkin' glove for the iced coffee lovers.
I'm a right-handed coffee guy. Hold it in my right hand. It turns out I missed it out anyways, though, right, Kevin?
You did.
The opportunity's already gone? Okay.
Yeah. Right, for now.
Okay, yeah, well, the pink glove shall return. All right, let's go to Mary.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, all right, Mary.
Okay, so what's with? So this is a observation from the Olympics. What is with these close-up shots of the figure skaters' faces after they skate? It's driving me crazy. You can see every, mole, every... little pimple, every eyelash, every drop of sweat, it's snot, everything. They have them.
How close are we talking?
Oh, I am talking right on top of their face. You guys, I gotta have noticed this.
I haven't really watched much of the figure skating.
And I haven't noticed it in any other sport. I'm trying to, where they are just right. I mean, I can't imagine that cameraman. I mean, it's got to have a great zoom, just
right
there. But, I mean, I'd be kind of mad.
And it's like afterwards while they're waiting for their scores and
they're
stuff?
They're sitting on the little bench, with their coaches.
When they're at their most vulnerable and sweaty and gross.
Most vulnerable, gross, everything. And, most time they don't even get like a little sweat rag or anything. And they're just sitting there sweating. It's just, I don't know. It just kind of bothers me because I really notice it during the men's. Because many of the men are boys, young boys.
So they have, acne and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And, they're not wearing makeup. The boys, most of the boys aren't.
No, right. Maybe they should.
I don't know if anybody else has noticed it, but it's just really could you pull away from them? I feel so bad sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't need to be right there in their face.
Especially if they did bad.
Yeah.
Now here's your acne, kid.
And here's your stuffed animal plushie toy.
And here's your plushie. Yeah, go hold that.
And Milo and Tina.
Yeah, they throw out everything. In the ice rink, they throw the stuffies all over.
Oh, yeah.
The plushies. now, I guess they're
so
called.
What's with the tight shots?
What is with the tight shots?
Ultra 4K HD not doing them any favors.
I don't know if they'd done it at the Olympics, but it was big, I think, in like World Cup. There was a time where every shot to commercial was like a slow motion reaction shot of something, either a fan or a player jumping up and down. It's the most annoying thing. Just go to commercial with normal stuff. You don't have to slow it down to make it more dramatic. So let's get rid of the tight shots and the slow-mo fan reaction shots, Mary.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Well, we got that going. Okay, we got news coming up next in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.